Episode 26. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner, and will be your host today. This is an advanced C++ topic, so don't get worried if it's difficult right now. You'll rarely need to use private inheritance, and protected inheritance is probably even more rare. Some of my programming books just say that this whole topic is beyond the scope of this book. I'll do my best to explain this concept because that's what this podcast is all about. You get to learn from my experience. Even if you're using C# or Java, where the concepts of private inheritance and protected inheritance don't exist, you can still benefit from understanding the general idea. You'll just have to write your code differently in those languages. You'll be a better programmer if you know about this. Many senior C# developers that I know would have no clue about this topic. I went online to search for this topic, and on the C# forums, a common reply is, "Why would you want such a thing? Just use composition instead." Well, after listening to this episode, you'll know why, and I hope you'll have a better appreciation for C++. We'll discuss composition in a future episode. The ability to inherit privately or protected becomes an even richer ability when combined with multiple inheritance. We're not going to get into multiple inheritance today. That will be the subject of the next episode, so stay tuned. You won't want to miss that one. I've already described public inheritance in episode 24, and this episode will build on that one. In that episode, I described an example that had a book class, which was the base class for a physical book class and an audiobook class. But what if the book class was written to take advantage of yet another class called a document? Here's where you need to ask yourself, is a book a document? Even though they share some things in common, it doesn't seem right to me that all books can be considered to be documents. So a direct ISA relationship with public inheritance is probably not a good idea. The best solution would probably be to refactor the common behavior and data into a new class and then make both the book and document classes derived from this new class. That would make the book and document class related but as siblings that share the same base class instead of one deriving from the other. Maybe we could call this new class something simple like text. But what if the document class is not fully under our control to refactor? Or maybe it's just too risky of a change to take on at this time. What do you do then? You could contain the document class inside the book class. This is the approach that you would most likely have to take in C# or Java. But C++ gives you another option. You can make your book class inherit privately from the document class. This prevents any code from being able to treat books as if they were documents. From any code outside of the book class, there is no relationship between books and documents. But from inside the book class, it's a whole different story. The book class now has access to all the public and protected members of the document class and no longer has to implement them. This is good because it prevents code duplication. Another benefit is that the book class can also benefit from method overwriting. Maybe there's a virtual method in the document class that the book class needs to change slightly. Because inheritance is involved, even if it is private, you'll have the ability to do this. This is no longer a simple is-a relationship. Think of it more like an is-implemented-as relationship. Only the book class knows how it's implemented. If you're going to use this ability, then keeping the implementation details wrapped up entirely within the book class is probably the best way to go. That way, when you do eventually decide to refactor the document class so that there's a new text-based class, then only the document and the book class need to be changed. If, however, you find that you need to expose this implementation to other classes that derive from book, then you can turn the private inheritance into protected inheritance. Protected inheritance will still hide the fact that the book class inherits from the document class, but any class that derives from book will be aware of this and can make use of the document class too. It's like telling a secret to just a few extra friends. Watch out, this can cause problems. Because protected and private inheritance is still inheritance, you get all the benefits of inheritance. For example, number one, the book class can access public and protected members of the document class. If you only have the option to use composition like in C# or Java, then you'll be limited to using only the public members. Number two, the book class can override methods in the document class. You can't do this at all with composition. And the last, number three, that we're going to talk about, and this may not always be important, but when it is, then this point is critical. In an earlier episode, I mentioned that the smallest size any instance can be is 1 byte. Imagine if the class you're considering inheriting from has no data members. Then creating an instance of this so your class can contain or compose the instance will add extra memory that is essentially wasted. However, if the class is part of your class through inheritance, and it doesn't matter if this is public, protected, or private, then the compiler can get rid of that extra byte by rolling it into whatever memory is needed by the derived type. This actually has a name. It's called the empty base class optimization. Well, that's all for today. Be sure to listen in on the next episode where we talk about multiple inheritance. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming, and you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.